So one of the things that my dad constantly spoke about was the power of humility, and how that we ought to treat people the same, but to respect everybody. And you know, just today I had a very interesting encounter. So I was at academy, and I heard some lady yelling just right at the entrance. So I was quite by distance, so I couldn't really see her. So you know, I quickly walked to the main entrance, because she was yelling, you know what I'm saying? But then I just walked there and asked her in a very polite way, "Oh yes, ma'am, is there anything I could help with?" Then when I looked for a second time, I was like, wait, she was actually my former class teacher back in high school, you know. And she tells me, first thing I'm gonna tell you, I'm so proud of you. Actually, I was yelling intentionally because, you know, I wanted to see how you're going to react. But then you've approached me with humility, with, you know, gentleness and whatnot. So that's really excellent. You gotta keep it up, and I'm so proud of you. And I'm gonna tell you one thing: on your path to greatness, remain humble. You know, those were words. On your path to greatness, remain humble. And in retrospect, that's exactly what my dad constantly spoke about. So dad used to do this boss versus leader kind of series with me. So like almost every day he would pick out the difference between a leader and a boss. And that's something I'm probably going to share in the near future. But really, humility is very vital if you're really going to get yourself to a place of greatness. Because what you got to understand is that humility adds, but pride subtracts, you know. So you gain more if you're gonna walk in humility, but you're gonna lose a lot more if you're gonna walk in pride, you know, if you're gonna be proud. So pride subtracts, but humility adds. So choose humility.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.